CrowdCube is an organisation using the internet to bring small investors and companies seeking funding together. Since 2011, the CrowdCube website has located over £9 million for more than 50 businesses, with around 45 investors per company. For Southwest Business Report, Christopher Slade met the co-founder, Luke Lang.
The process of raising finance for startups hasn't really changed a lot in 100 years, really, where entrepreneurs with bright ideas go cap in hand to rich, wealthy individuals looking for finance. And we just felt that there had to be a better way of doing it, and a way that we could democratise investment and allow ordinary people to be able to get involved and invest and back and support great British businesses. The average investment is around about £2,500, which is actually a lot higher than we originally anticipated. And that demonstrates that we're attracting some more serious investors. So rather than just the armchair dragon investor, so ordinary people that are looking to back businesses from 10 to 100 or £1,000, but we're also getting people that are investing tens of thousands of pounds. Indeed, the highest single investment has been £250,000 into a business.
Is this all done online? So you're not actually able to sort of look people in the eye and make a gut feeling, which many investors might say is crucial.
Every business has got to upload a video pitch, so very similar to what you would see on Dragon's Den. The entrepreneurs have got to pitch their business, so that gives them the opportunity to show their enthusiasm and expertise.
But you're not sitting in front of them, are you? You're not
No, absolutely not. It's very much an online process.
Just looking online at some of the businesses, some of them are quite small and not what perhaps some people would call a real business. They're kind of ideas that need startup funding. Is that a bit of a disappointment, do you think?
Not at all. I mean, we allow a variety of different types of businesses and businesses at different stages. So we let startups that are just a pure idea on a piece of paper fund. Indeed, around about 20% of the businesses that we fund are really early stage finance or early stage startups. But we also help early stage businesses. So the businesses that have got some kind of traction, or they've got some revenues coming in, they might already have a product in Tesco's or Waitrose, as well as more established businesses. We funded a business that had been trading for 20 years. So it's a really diverse mixture of different types of businesses. And I think that's what investors want.
The SMEs at the moment are feeling extremely annoyed, if not angry, with the big banks, and funding is dropping. Do you think you're competing with the likes of the big four?
I think we are. We speak to lots of entrepreneurs that have been to the bank and either been offered a loan that is at such high interest rates that it makes it uneconomical to take on, or they've just been turned down and refused flat out. And we've gone on to fund those businesses. So those are companies that otherwise wouldn't have been able to secure finance. And they've always relied on kind of friends and family investment to get off the ground, and maybe a credit card or an angel investor.
Do you think that has now got worse because of the situation we're in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it has got worse. 2 years ago, we used to get a lot of people that used to say that they had tried to go to the bank. Nowadays, more frequently, they say that they haven't even bothered trying to find finance through the banks.
Do you think you're encouraging perhaps naive investors, small investors, to lose their money spectacularly quickly?
Not at all. Every investor that signs up and invests through CrowdCube must either self-certify themselves as a high net worth or sophisticated investor. So that's your typical prerequisites for being a traditional business angel. Or alternatively, they need to complete an investor questionnaire. And the investor questionnaire helps us to assess that they understand all of the risks that are involved in investing.
Do you hate the big banks?
Not particularly. I mean, I dislike them as an individual. I don't like the idea that we had to bail them out and use hard-earned taxpayers' money to bail them out. But in terms of their lending criteria, I would probably prefer that they didn't lend to those kind of really high-risk businesses that there's every chance that they might not succeed. So I think there's a place for lots of different types of funding, and I think equity finance, high-risk capital finance, probably shouldn't be done by the banks.